Yeah, can you play a song?
Hello, folks. Raised in the South among the colored folk and worked in the fields of toil with them all the days of my life, I will sing them good old Southern songs. So now I'm going to sing you a little of Run, Nigger, Run, the Patter Old Catcher. Run, nigga, run, the patter will get you. Run, nigga, run's almost dead. Tell my mamma and I go home, girl, wouldn't let them boy long. Run, nigga, run's almost dead. Last year was good crop year, rose year, land tomatoes. Papa didn't raise no cotton and corn, but Lord, Lord, the taters. Run, nigga, run, the batter will get you. Run, nigga, run's almost dead. Tell my mamma and I go home, girl, wouldn't let them boys down. Adam and Eve was down in the garden hoeing round the meter. Adam run round a huckleberry bush and hit her in the eye with a tater. Run, nigga, run, a panther will get you. Run, nigga, run's almost dead. Tell my mamma and I go home, girls, wouldn't let them boys long. And sit on the other side of Jordan. Run, nigga, run, the patter will get you. Run, nigga, run's almost dead. Tell my mamma and I go home, girl, wouldn't let them boys down.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, boy. Now, for those of you who are on the phone lines, stay on the phone lines. Please, stay on. Hang on for a minute. I got a lot more information to present here. Now, that was Run, Nigga, Run from Uncle Dave McCone. If you didn't understand the lyrics, I'm going to go ahead and read them out to you. Hello, folks. Raised in the South among the colored folks and worked in the fields of corn with them all the days of my life. I will sing them good old Southern songs. Now I'm going to sing you a little of Run, Nigga, Run. The patroller will catch you. Run, Nigga, Run. The patroller will catch you. Run, nigga, run, it's almost day. Tell my mammy when I go home, girls won't let them boys alone. Run, nigga, run. The patroller will catch you. Run, nigga, run. It's almost day. Tell my mammy when I go home, girls won't let them boys alone. Last year was a good crop year, roasting ears and tomatoes. Papa didn't raise no cotton and corn, but Lord, Lord, potatoes. I think he's saying at this point, you know, he's not a part of that system. You know, these are his people too. He wants to see them free. He wants to, you know, hope that he can put them in a safe place. Hope they reach a safe place. He's not involved in cotton. Okay? He's roasting ears and tomatoes, corn. He sounds genuinely concerned. Run, nigga, run. The patrollers will catch you. Run, nigga, run. It's almost day. This is some Underground Railroad type of stuff. Now, I'm not going to read it all, but you get the point. You get the point. The patrollers are going to catch you. The patrollers are going to catch you. Now, you know, I have to read the lyrics there just in case you didn't understand. But it's you know, like what Over 9000 was saying, you know, not everybody's racist, not everybody's part of the system. You know, I know there are plenty of white boys, probably plenty of white women out there in the cornfields too, towards the end of slavery and after slavery, sure. I'm sure there were. It hasn't ended. It hasn't ended. Hell, my mother, she told me she's 12. She started at the age of 12 to like 14 years old. She was in the cotton fields. So that was about some 45 years ago? Well, about 46, 47 years ago. That's not too long ago, ladies and gentlemen. Work release programs. Work release programs. Parole programs. I know in the state of Texas, get you a job picking cotton. So it's just one of those things to mark you as a slave. It's psychological. It's part of your history. Guess what? You're going to do it now. New Age Negro, you're going to do it now. You poor, can't get no other jobs, you're picking cotton. Okay, when I talk about systemic, I'm not saying Bill next door, who mows lawn, pays his taxes, has a job. I'm not saying he's the one controlling this. No, I'm talking about systemic racism and the psychology of it. Bill doesn't control any of this. White man next door does not control any of this. This is what's in the system. And it is psychological degradation. My very own brother, getting out of prison, got to pick cotton, making his meat. Parole. The slave trade never went anywhere. It just from public to privatized into your federal and state prison systems. And once again, please, for those of you who stay on the line, please stay on the line. And we're going to cut this next clip in half, but Mike, please listen in. I will let you know when to cut it. Go ahead and play it.
A 73-year-old white male goes to an event with a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. He gets attacked by a U.S. Senate candidate in Arizona and his cronies. Let me take you to the video. Here it is.
Yes. I know you guys can't see this, but it's a white man in a BLM shirt. He's being attacked by the white people. He just got put on the ground. Put on the ground. Well, this man's recording his video. Yeah. Thank God he's recording.
They really decided to beat up a 73-year-old white male because he had on the t-shirt that said Black Lives Matter. They physically assaulted him. Women and men physically assaulted him. The U.S. Senate candidate out of Arizona, his name is Blake Masters. This is how Masters supporters treated this white male with the Black Lives Matter t-shirt after that.
How come everybody's lives don't matter? How come the unborn kids' lives don't matter? Yeah, go ahead and tape it. Put it on YouTube. Yeah, why don't you put it on yourself, you murdering damn bastard?
Who said that? Who said you could stay?
Who do you think you are? Move.
You know what? I'm a retired policeman. Your conduct is abhorrent. It's abhorrent. You're going to be arrested and charged with assault. Yeah. No business here. Yeah, you better call.
Senator candidate or Senate candidate Blake Masters, all right, and his cronies reacted to the man who had on a Black Lives Matter shirt in a criminal way. Here's what the Senate hopeful said about black people.
We do have a gun violence problem in this country, and it's gang violence, right? It's gangs, it's people in Chicago, St. Louis, shooting each other. Very often, you know, black people, frankly, and the Democrats don't want to do anything about that. Look at San Francisco and LA. They've legalized crime, property crime. You can't even get arrested if you go and smash someone's window and take a purse or an iPhone. You know, they're light on crime. What they mean by gun control is disarming you and me.
Pause right there, please. His rhetoric was full of lies.
Please pause it. Black people. He's talking about black-on-black crime. Because there's black-on-black crime, they're going to come take us, white conservatives. They're going to take our guns away. Problem with that argument is, and I don't know if you guys listened last Thursday, white man wants to come out and kill a 13-year-old boy who happens to be around his vehicle. We don't even know if he was trying to rob it or hijack the vehicle. We don't know. But he was itching to kill himself, a black person. This, you know, he doesn't, of course, you're never going to get the full truth with these politicians. This conservative politician, he is talking about black-on-black crime. Well, what about the white-on-black crime where you have black people minding their business most of the time? You have white gun owners coming outside with a gun. Just itching to kill. Itching to kill. I've seen all kinds of videos where these white people come outside with guns, threatening people. And it doesn't even work that way. The gun rights, that the home self-defense means someone has to break and enter into your home and threaten your existence. You don't come outside and start a heated argument in your front lawn and then shoot a black person. A lot of that goes on. A lot of it. You're not going to see it in the news. I mean, you might. A lot of times, it's, it's coming out in the news more and more now because of gun control. Okay? I think we spoke about this last episode. You know, it's you conservatives engaging in nigga hunting season. You're the ones that are going to get your guns taken away. Now, you're going to be defenseless against the government, who you really should have guns for, the tyrannical government, because you're so stupid, you're psyoped, because you're racist. You actually believe some kind of that you're superior for some god unknown reason, that you're civilized and everybody else is not. You know, you're one of these people that like to waft their own farts and smell it. You take a dump and you look back and say, ooh, isn't that nice? That smells like roses. You're one of these kind of people. And you're gonna screw everything up for everybody else who actually have some sense. I'm sorry. Continue on the clip.
Yeah, so his rhetoric was full of lies. No, you cannot legally destroy property. It is still against the law. There are variations of the protocol. Let's put up a picture of this Senate hopeful candidate. Okay, once again, his name is Blake Masters. No charges have been filed against Blake Masters. No charges have been filed against his cronies that decided to attack a 73-year-old male who had the audacity to wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. But race isn't the only thing that he's interested in. There's more. The Arizonan has also been an enthusiastic proponent of Trump's lies about the 2020 election, insist the gender pay gap is just a left-wing narrative, and has not only denounced the Griswold versus Connecticut precedent, he's told voters that he'll only vote to confirm judges who agree with him. This is the Supreme Court case that states cannot ban contraception of married couples. He's a far-right extremist, right? He's real out there. However, he has mainstream Republican support. He has mainstream allies, and he's getting mainstream money. Once again, highlighting the reality that the extreme version of the Republican Party is really just the Republican Party. We can't continue to contextualize them as some fringe group. They are the group. They are running the show. They have taken over the facility. They are now in charge. They have the keys. A prison guard, all right?
Okay, hold on. Help. Pause right there, Mike. Now, that's the second half, so you can roll that back a few seconds here. So let me add on, just so that you understand, the nuance, okay? You know, you say people, oh, they're not racist. Well, I'm not a racist. You know, a white person can claim he's not racist his whole life, and then next thing you know, the Rams got stole off his car, and it's those god darn N-words. But you don't know if you're racist or not. How well do you survive in the system by supporting the status quo? That's the only way you can tell your level of racism. Okay? That's the only way. Let's put things into perspective. Okay, so for example, you got people with last names, surnames. A lot of people, you know, they can't trace their family tree back so far, and they'll take up a name based on what their jobs are, what their professions are. For example, you have smiths, shoemakers. You know, I mean, I can go down the list, but your job title ended up being your last name because you were your ancestors were not literate and basically took an X mark on a piece of paper next to their job titles when they were signing a contract. Now, this man, the senator, and it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. His last name is Masters. You ever heard the last name Master's Son? Okay, these were people who owned slaves. These were people who had serfs in Europe. Offshoots of the aristocracy, who were descendants of, I don't know, the various knights. You have the low-level aristocracy of viscounts, counts, lords. It just breaks down. Not so high up as king, earl, duke, nothing like that. But you have these, the nomenclature would break down, but at some point it would get a little generic, right? You had masters. Master's son. These people owned people. Serfs, slaves. Their traditions continue over in the U.S. So it's not a stretch for me to see this guy get angry at a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. I'm sorry, is Lucius Leftfoot too much for you guys? Should I put him back in the closet? Lucius Leftfoot is on a tear today, isn't he? But this is what it is. That's the climate. Having the last name of Masters, he might as well tattoo the rebel flag onto his forehead. We know who he is. We know what his family is involved in. We know where his money came from. And it's not because he supports freedom for Americans. Okay? It's not the reason why. Okay, I know. Oh, boy. Oh. Just get so fired up. Let's try to knock out one of these phone calls here before the break. Matilda's been holding on for God knows how long. Matilda in Ohio, line 3, go ahead, please.
Hi,
you got a question or comment?
I have a very legitimate question.
Okay.
When the one place I was working, there was a girl, a POC. Me and her were really good friends, and she even admitted there is a difference between blacks and the N-word. Now, where I'm working now, I was working on a line with a bunch of POC, and it was constantly, and this, and that, and this, and that, and this, and that. How, please explain to me why it's okay for them to say the N-word, but if I say the N-word, I better have my shoes tied real tight and ready to run for my life, because I'm going to get killed.
Okay, so let me pose the same question to you, but use different terms. What if you are in a club, you use a terminology? No. Actually, let me back up. Let me use something different. What if I, as a man, you know, you're around your female friends. You say, you call each other women all the time. Oh, girl. Oh, woman. Oh, whatever. But I come up to you and with a little bit of aggression and maybe a little ignorance in my voice and say, woman, come over here and do this. How are you going to feel?
I will ask him, what do you mean?
Ladies call themselves women and girls between each other all the time, right?
Yeah.
But what if I step up to you and say, what if I step up to you and say, woman, what if I say to you, woman, go clean my kitchen?
And someone POC saying it. It's the same.
I need you to answer my question. You might find the answer. So what if I'd say, hey, woman, go clean my kitchen. Woman, you need to learn how to drive. How would that make you feel?
I'd tell you to F off. But I
okay.
would not try to kill you.
Well, I hope not. But you see, it's an inclusive club. Everybody's got a club. And
there's a difference between whether life you're and in death or not, with that word.
Whether you're in that club or not.
As COP or COD would call, or POC, I'm sorry, I got the initials.
Person of color, wow.
POC would say that is acceptable. I say that. I'm going to get killed.
Do you have
No.
But and see, and that's a moot argument because it's all about interpersonal relationships.
No.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. No.
Word, I'm going to die.
It's about interpersonal relationships. How involved? How close are you to those people? I have a couple of white friends. No. Listen, I have a couple of white friends. They say nigga all the time, and it rolls off the tongue. They are from that culture. They can do that. Whitest people I know, but they are more ghetto and gangster than I can ever be. Okay, do you understand? You're not a part of that club. That's why you cannot. I mean, you can, but you might get your ass whooped. But other than that, you got to be... it's an interpersonal relationship. You need to be a part of the club. With
that's
that, we're going to go to commercial break.
Of,
we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Come on, B! Come on! Come on, B! Come on, B! Come on, B! Come on, B!
Come on, B!
Rules for me. Trouble ain't no place to be.
Come on, feet.
Do your thing. Oh, now.
You're on the whitey game.
Come on, legs. Come on, run.
He'll do what he say you done.
Come on, knees.
Don't be mean. Come on, knees.
Cause that ain't the first red you ever seen.
Come on, feet. Do your thing.
Come on, baby.
Don't cop out on me.
Come on, baby.
Don't give in on me.
Come on, legs.
Come on, cruise for me.
Come on, feet, cruise for me. Come on, run.
Who put the bad mouth on me?
Anyway, the way I pick them up and put them down. Even if I got my name on it, won't catch me now.
Won't catch me now.
Never put us in some cold ass ground. Sure as dark, never been out this way. Anyway, safe and sound, but we broke the Olympic 220. Cross country or something.
You're lonely.
Whatever happened to the sun, sure gone away. Sure blacker than a landlord's soul. Must have run all day.
Yeah, yeah. Must have run all day.
Must have run all day.
You and the bitch. Must have run all day.
Come on,
B. Cruise for me.
Come on, B.
Come on, run.
Cruise for me.
Come on, B.
Come on, B.
Come on, feet. Come on, run. Come on, run.
Yes, that's right. Come on, feet. Yeah, some Underground Railroad stuff. You got to keep it moving. You know, a lot of people have been migrating to Ohio. A lot of black people. I'm going to tell you, a lot of these stories that we're hearing of police misconduct, brutality, murder, it's coming out of Ohio. The majority of these stories of this racism against blacks that I'm presenting to you guys is coming straight out of Ohio. I know maybe Ohio is supposed to be the white haven land and you know, the refuge where only whites... whites can get away from the blacks or just live and whatever. But a lot of rich black people have been moving up to Ohio. I covered Afro Man, right? How the police harassing the hell out of him. Harassing. Breaking into his home. He had to get surveillance system to catch the last time they broke into his home. I know. When it comes to Ohio police, they don't want you in Ohio. Black people, they don't want you there. I'm going to be studying deep into this and definitely covering all the stories out of there. It's worse than any other place that I've seen so far. I mean, this is worse than the Bible Belt. This is worse than the most racist southern states right now. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio is doing their best to, for lack of a better word, lynch anybody black up there. Now, I want to get back to Matilda's question, and I hate it when you have people with a point of personal privilege. They'll ask you a question. They're not wanting an answer. They're not wanting an answer that doesn't suit them. I answered the lady's question with a question. I know you're not supposed to do that, but she answered the question and rightly so, said she would feel angered afterwards. But then she proceeded to ask the question again as if she didn't get the analogy. So I will present another analogy, but also real situation. You know what happens when a black man tries to join a golf club? You know what happens? He gets escorted off the property by security. It doesn't matter if that man is richer than everybody in that club combined. He gets escorted off of the property. There are, and don't, I'm not using stereotype here. There are 100 YouTube videos where people experimented with this very premise. The black man, black people are escorted off the property. by security and or police. The only time a black man is in one of those golf clubs is if they are invited by a member there, and it's approved by whatever board system that they have. Because we, you know, Shaquille O'Neal is part of a golf club. You know, you got to be pretty high profile for that to happen. Now, same thing with using the N-word. If you're white and you're just around a bunch of black people that are using the word, and you decide to use the word, something's going to happen to you. Now, if you grew up in the culture, you get seen as people. Oh, yeah, you're one of us. Like I said, I got a couple white friends use the word all the time. They're more street, they're more hood, they're more ghetto and gangster than I'll ever be. And it does not offend me. Now, for Matilda to keep asking the question, even though she's been asked, she's got the answer. It's just a point of personal privilege. She wants to be able to come at somebody offensively and not have any repercussions. That's white privilege. You can go away with that. You can go somewhere else with that. That's what she's really asking, when I don't have the white privilege to use an offensive and hate-filled word created by her people against someone. Why does she no longer have the privilege to do that? Because it's wrong! It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. It's just a mad... I don't know why you're upset about it. I don't go around just being angry that I can't call a Mexican a beaner. Why does someone get mad about that? Why does someone get mad that they shouldn't use a word? Why can't I? Why can't I? Why can't I? That's kind of sick. Be an adult. Understand that there's some things that you should do and there's some things that you shouldn't. Be an adult. Okay? It's that simple, really. Let's continue on with this last half of this video, Mike, if you have it marked. Go ahead, please. Okay. We're chopping it up today, guys. Sorry about that. And we're talking, again, white supremacy here. I'm glad that question came up. If you have it, go ahead.
They are now in charge. They have the keys. A prison guard, all right, helps white supremacists attack inmates. I kid you not. Let's put up a picture of the county detention center. Let's put that up. All right. A federal jury in Oklahoma found a former corrections officer guilty on Friday of facilitating white supremacist attacks on incarcerated black people. You hear me? Matthew Ware, a former corrections officer supervisor at the K County Detention Center, violated the civil rights of three pretrial detainees in 2017. Ware commanded lower-ranking officers to move two black detainees to a cell that housed white supremacist inmates. The release stated, these inmates posed a danger to the detainees, D'Angelo Wilson and Marcus Miller. Remember, he did this intentionally. Later that day, Officer Ware ordered the other officers to unlock the doors to both the jail cells and the detainees and of the white supremacist inmates when Ware's orders were followed, the white supremacist inmates attacked Wilson and Miller, the black males, resulting in physical injury to both, including a facial laceration to Wilson that required 7 stitches to close, according to the release. In 2018, Officer Ware, a directed lower-ranking officer, to restrain Christopher Davis, another pretrial detainee. This was routine for this corrections officer. Davis was placed in a stretched-out position in which his left wrist was restrained to the far left side of the bench and his right to the far right side, the release said. Davis remained in that position for 90 minutes and sustained physical injuries as a result. The restraining act is believed to have been a retaliation for Davis criticizing the way corrections officer Ware ran the center. Ware will be sentenced in July. He faces a maximum of 10 years in prison, a fine up to $250,000 for each violation, and 3 years of supervised release. Now, we couldn't find a picture, and believe me, we searched. My production team searched. We were trying to find a picture that we could verify of Officer Ware. We could not find one. They're trying to hide this guy. But we found a picture of the director at the jail. Here it is. That's the picture. Okay? See that guy, right? The director of the detention center is Don Jones. There is ample evidence that Mr. Jones knew about the inmate abuse. Back in 2019, Stephanie Wright, let's put up her picture, a former Kay County Detention Center employee sued the jail and a former boss's in federal court alleging she was fired for reporting sexual harassment and blowing the whistle on inmate abuse, including an incident where an inmate was allegedly cuffed in a crucifixion type position. This has been going on for years. What do we have here? We have a cop who has been convicted, a corrections officer who has been convicted of helping white supremacist gangs beat up black incarcerated bodies, human beings. What does that mean by extension and by logic? That means the corrections officer is a white supremacist or subscribes to the ideology. What else does this mean based on the information we have, the factual basis here? The officers who carried out these illegal orders are part of that culture too. See, this is systemic. Now, I have a question. Why is it that only this one person is going to prison? He can't operate inside of a private prison without having a cohort, a culture that allows it. He has a boss. He also has people that work alongside him, and he has individuals that he supervises. All three layers of that bureaucracy inside of that private prison, that private jail, allowed this to happen without any challenge. And the story that we have that has been documented by the court is that others carried out his dirty deeds. Why are they not going to prison right now, just like him? Until we start attacking the culture of a thing, this system, corrupt systems, will always sacrifice their most problematic person. They will throw them under the bus for the sake of saving the corruption and their own culture.
Now, let me add in my own little story here. And yeah, I'm throwing Westwood High School underneath the bus. Now, as one of few of the black children in that high school, and I've been fighting my whole life. And I mean physical fighting. I mean, not so much as, you know, like in my 30s or anything, but life's been hard, and just fighting. there's always that white boy who thinks he's going to impress all his friends by beating up a black guy. It's like having a trophy. I have to beat up a lot of white boys who messed around and found out. I've never lost a fight. But let me tell you about this one day, Westwood High School. Again, in the lunchroom, some white boy wanted to get fresh by acting big and tough in front of his group of friends, harassing me, started a fight with me. Kid wasn't bad, wasn't too bad. I was actually getting kind of happy. I'm a warrior. I like a good fight. I was getting a little excited, trading blow for blows. I was having fun. But next thing you know, one of the school coaches monitoring the lunchroom comes up behind me and puts me in a full Nelson. Now this white kid starts beating the crap out of me, giving me a bloody nose and everything. And then someone comes and gets the other kid. And we're escorted off to the office. Why didn't the coach get in between us and stop the fight? Why didn't the coach just grab the other guy and give him a full Nelson? I would have stopped. I have my pride. I have my dignity. I love a fair fight. I would have stopped. But here I am, as a black kid stuck between two pieces of trash. White trash. You better believe my father threatened that in school with a lawsuit. The coach acted like he did nothing wrong. Systemic, unconscious racism. We got a couple minutes left here, and over 9,000 is back here with us. So what do you think now?
I don't know. That lady called in and said something about a club, and then you know you can't get in this club because you get the crap beat out of you. But then you're talking about a black guy can't go to a golf course, and they'll just run him off with the cops. I'd rather get run off with the cops and get the crap beat out of me. You know, clubs. You're talking about clubs.
We are our own law enforcement. We don't like to call the police because we have things internal.
Like, sounds like thuggery.
A lot of times.
Beat the hell out of you. It don't sound you like call law enforcement.
You call the cops, they're going to take guess whose side. We try to handle things internally. I've only presented the evidence.
There's a lot of black cops who handle a lot of things, too. I'm sure. Well, you know,
absolutely.
I don't know. But you got to say,
I'm only presenting the evidence.
So you live in Poland, right? So some guy over in Hungary, there's a group of guys in Hungary that are coming over there stealing tires off your car. Are you going to get mad and say, those damn Hungarians? I mean, you know, and that word, people were trying to say Negro, and then it came out wrong because some guy in Mississippi went Negro, and it turned into that word. You know, so then everyone's offended by it. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you call me, a cracker? That doesn't bother me none. We got to get over this stuff. You know what I mean? We got to work together because there's somebody else after all of us.
Well, but I'm just saying there's an overtone. And there, you know, there's a lot of people that don't realize it. Yeah, there's an overtone. People just don't want to realize it. It is systemic.
That was for
all right.
Okay. I got you, man.
Right.
Hey, I had to respond. I'll let you go. Good show, though.
Thank you very much. I'm not saying that all white people are evil. I'm just saying there is a method to the madness, and a lot of you have unconsciously subscribed to it. There's a lot of people out there. I'm not racist. But wait till you get put in a situation. You'll find yourself saying things that you've never said before. Or bearing false witness to something that didn't happen. Or ending a fight by grabbing the one that you think needs to be under control. Okay? It's there. It is there. And unfortunately, guys, we've actually run out of time. I apologize to all the rest of the callers. I'm going to be covering this all week long. I'm going to have a different example for you guys all week long. Feel free to continue to call in to the show. Let's talk about this, okay? Because we are the base level here. We are a society, but we need to get into the systemic. We need to understand that the people who are actually racist are in positions not to be seen as racist. Lawyers, judges, teachers, cops. Okay? It's systemic. And it's up to us to change this. But we got to get involved. Ladies and gentlemen, you have tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit Republic Broadcasting.